Americans less likely to do business with major companies helping China censor protesters. By Hannah Blow on December 9, 2022. Americans are less likely to do business with major companies that are working with the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, to stifle the protests in the authoritarian country. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released Friday found. When asked if they are more or less likely to do business with major companies who are working with the Chinese Communist Party to censor citizen-led protests in China, a solid majority, 77.3%, said they are less likely. Just 2% said they are more likely, and 20.7% said it does not affect their choices. There is a consensus across the board, however, as 71% of Democrats, 84.5% of Republicans, and 75.9% of independents said they would be less likely to do business with major companies working with the CCP to stifle the protests. The survey, taken November 30 to December 3, 2022, among 1,085 respondents, has a +2.9% margin of error. It follows the ongoing emergence of citizen-led protests across China over the CCP's oppressive zero-COVID policy. Under the policy, citizens are subjected to house arrest, isolation, dirty quarantine camps, and starvation, all under the guise of protecting the citizenry from the Chinese coronavirus. The totalitarian regime, however, is attempting to convince the rest of the world that it is easing up on the brutality, teasing a forthcoming abandonment of the zero-COVID policies oppressing citizens. As Breitbart News reported, the Communist Party has repeatedly insisted that its zero-COVID measures are necessary due to the severity of disease the virus causes, sometimes placing it in direct confrontation with its allies at agencies such as the World Health Organization, WHO. Chinese officials claimed, however, not to document a single death attributable to Chinese coronavirus in the country between late May and late November. In that window, Beijing admitted to dozens of deaths of people by suicide, starvation, lack of access to basic medical care, or accidents that are in transit to quarantine camps, suggesting the alleged public health measures killed more people than the disease it was allegedly meant to contain. The Chinese Communist Party initially responded to international media becoming aware of the protests by insisting that lockdowns and quarantine camps were necessary and that it would never lie flat. A derisive term it uses for countries that have mostly abandoned using the pandemic to violate the civil rights of its citizens, such as America. By Thursday, however, the state-run Global Times publication was declaring an end to large-scale lockdowns. Governor Ron DeSantis, R., is among those who has publicly stated that China's brutal policies serve as a pretext for what they want to do anyways. This zero-COVID policy is draconian and violates people's liberties, and it is completely unscientific. And the people of China are right to be able to speak out in protest against what the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, is doing, he said, highlighting that the people in China are finally speaking out against it. Another recent Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey found that half believe President Biden should be more vocal in supporting the protesters.